You know, this morning, Tripler Hospital is holding a news conference to talk about the vaccine rollout for its medical staff and its active duty military dependents. We wanted to know about the plan for military veterans. There are an estimated 140,000 veterans spread across the Pacific region with VA facilities across Hawaii, as well as in Samoa, Guam, and the Northern Marianas. The Veterans Affairs Office just hosted a virtual town hall meeting to take questions from its members about when they will be offered the chance to be vaccinated. Amy Rolfs is the public affairs officer for the VA. We talked to her yesterday afternoon while the first of the Pacific Islands VA staff in Guam was getting their first shots. Guam is where America's Day begins, and the staff there was able to get access to the vaccine sooner than Hawaii.
We've been working with the Department of Health in Guam, American Samoa, and in the Northern Marianas. And they will be partnering with them to administer the vaccine. And our 26 employees at the Guam CBOC will be receiving the vaccine.
And tell us about the staff here throughout Hawaii.
Our first shipment is coming any day now. We know that it is in customs as we speak. And so what we've done as a planning team, our VA Pacific Islands vaccine distribution planning team, has prepared by knowing what logistics we're going to need to do. We've actually done a run-through of actually it coming and how it's going to be put in the freezers, how it's going to be distributed to the first will be our frontline staff. So we've actually put out a survey to our staff who is willing to actually receive the vaccine, and they will get the vaccines first.
Can you share with us the results of that survey?
So we have about 1,400 employees, and about 800 have responded to the survey, and about half of the responses are they are willing to receive the vaccine. We want to make sure that, you know, the frontline staff, it's going to be tiered as far as who is actually going to get it. And after that, it will be our kapunas, our veterans in our Center for Aging Nursing Home.
How many veterans do we have here on Oahu?
We have a 60-bed facility.
How will that rollout happen? Is it likely that we'll get the Moderna vaccine?
We are prepared for either, but we believe it's going to be the Moderna, and yes, they will be the first ones to receive it.
And then what about the neighbor islands? Because we have a large listener base scattered throughout the state. And what can you share with our listeners about that?
So we have a plan to roll it out. Once it's received, it will be received here on Oahu first. And it's limited, right? But we are prepared to then distribute it to the neighbor islands and to Guam, Samoa, and Saipan. And I know freezers have been purchased. I know that the teams are getting ready to how they're going to actually distribute it. Because once it's been open, it needs to be distributed quickly.
What are some of the issues that have come up just with dispatching the vaccine?
You know, we're so far away, and so I know that, you know, with everything coming to the islands, it's taking longer. I know that there are 37 VAs that were selected to actually administer and distribute the vaccine already, and, you know, we are not one of them. Coming, though, we do know that for sure.
You folks just held a town meeting with your veterans across the Pacific. What kinds of questions came up?
Our virtual veterans town hall with our 40 veterans that participated, some of the questions were when it was going to be available to the outer islands. I think specifically Kauai veterans were calling to find out. And I do know that they wanted to know if they could, like, reserve a vaccine. What we're saying is for them to check in with their primary care, because it's going to be the veterans who are of high risk that will be given the vaccine first. High risk meaning age, you know, they're older, or they have a immune suppressant issue. So if they feel that they may need it or want it, we're encouraging our veterans to call and let us know if they would like it. Ultimately, our plan and our goal is to ensure that every employee and veteran who would like to get the vaccine will get the vaccine.
How close are you working with the military? You know, is the vaccine coming over on military planes or is it commercial aircraft?
We're told it's actually UPS.
Give us some idea of the numbers out in Guam and Samoa.
Total, we have 140,000 veterans in all of the Pacific. Registered to the VA, we have 55,000 veterans registered for their VA health care. So what I want to remind our veterans is if they are not registered for care with the VA, that now is a great time to register, because what I'm being told, and this is what our pharmacist explained, is if you get the first shot from the VA, you automatically get the second shot reserved for you. So it's a two-shot vaccination. So they won't be able to, like, get the vaccine, the first shot somewhere else for the VA for the second shot. It's being distributed as two shots in the vaccination series.
So if there's a veteran out there that is not yet in your system and is interested in getting the shot, now's the time to sign up.
Correct. We have a virtual new veteran orientation, and it helps them register. We do it all virtually now. So they can call our 1-800-214-1306, say they would like to register for their VA health care, attend the new veteran orientation. We help them step by step on how to register, and then from there we can get them to seeing their primary care, and then they can get their vaccine covered.
Okay, and for the folks that may have missed the webinar this week, will that be available online somewhere at some point?
Yes, we are going to post it on Facebook, and in the director's message, we'll add the link to it. And to get the director's message on our website, hawaii.va.gov, you can submit your email address to hawaii.va.gov. On our website, there's a place you can submit your email, and a weekly email goes out to our veterans with all the updates. So we'll have the link in that weekly update.
That was Amy Rolfs, Public Affairs Officer for the VA Pacific Islands Program, which includes Samoa, Guam, and the Northern Marianas. For links about the VA rollout, head to our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.